This is On Air with Tim and Terry. Excited to welcome a local legend back to the islands. You just said you hadn't been back here for 5 years. Mr. Kareem Street Thompson is here. Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for joining us. So 5 years since you've been on island, huh?
Yeah, it's been...
Where have you been hiding?
Well, first of all, I coach at the University of Texas at San Antonio.
Oh, great. Okay.
And, COVID happened and, things kind of stopped. Everything stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Started looking, I remember, I think it was probably year two, started looking at, trying to get down here. Started hearing about the COVID protocols were, and I was like, "Ooh, okay, not gonna happen." And so 1 year kind of stepped into another and another, and the next thing you know, 5 years down the road, I'm like, finally,
getting back home. Let's back up and start at the beginning. So for people who don't know, what was the record that you crushed back in the day?
First Caymanian to win a world championship.
That, okay, there you go.
Yes.
So
in what sport?
Track and field. I was a long jumper and a sprinter.
Oh, wow.
100 meter specialist, long jump specialist.
Wow. Yes. Do you still do those events today?
Oh, no.
But you coach others to do that.
Yeah, I do
Texas
coach.
Texas University?
University of Texas. San Antonio, yes.
So what year did you win that world championship?
So that was the indoor world championships in 2001.
Okay.
In Lisbon, Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable experience.
I can imagine.
But I will say it was basically a culmination of years and years and years of trying and failing and trying and failing. I would say that was probably the beginning of the second half of my career.
Okay.
It's pretty well documented.
I was going to say it must be been a very proud moment for Cayman. Getting them on the map like that.
Absolutely.
In such a big way in the world stage in sports.
Yeah. Now, were you coming out of university at that time, or where did you go
to? So I graduated from university in 1995.
Okay.
I went to Rice University.
Yes.
Houston,
mm-hmm.
Texas.
Familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. And went into the pro ranks right away. Had a lot of success in terms of the regular circuit, the European circuit, competing in Asia, all over Europe.
Right.
But in terms of championships, that took a while. Took a while to understand what it takes to win in that moment.
How were you training for that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much 11 months out of the year.
Right, but were you doing it here? Were you working with people from the States? Who were you working with to train?
So initially, I trained at Rice.
Okay.
With my
okay.
college coach.
Right.
And then in the fall of 1996, I moved to Austin, Texas mm-hmm. to train with Donovan Bailey.
Oh, my goodness. Of course I know who Donovan Bailey is.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian legend.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
I've
he's
heard
a
the name too.
Pride and joy of Canada and one of the fastest men in the world.
Right.
And exactly. Yeah.
So I'd met him during this during the summer.
What an experience.
Yes. And so I moved there in the fall of 96. In 1997, everything changed in terms of sprinting. And it was something that I never really thought that I had.
Mm-hmm.
But in a very clever way, my coach really didn't explain to me what was happening while it was happening. But I was actually running the times that Donovan was running in
Stop.
Practice.
Stop. Wow.
Wow.
So 1997, I ran 996.
You did not? The 100 meter?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I just got to.
Is that fast?
Yes. Tim, yes.
Should we go try it outside
and
see what we can do?
Wow. Congratulations. This is incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you.
That is incredible. So so then from there, you
I've got the Flash sitting next to me, and I didn't know it.
Right. Well, is everybody that can run that fast, are they all tall? Because I figured, like, you have longer legs.
No.
So you get more traction with each step, right?
Not at all. In fact, I was an anomaly.
Okay.
If you watched any of my races back then, I was definitely, I would say, 4 to 5 to 8 inches taller than
okay.
my competitors.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it seems
okay.
like, the laws of physics, it's not like it doesn't make sense. You know, you got more leg room to...
You also have to be very coordinated, though,
well, true.
Because you got a
that's
lot
true.
Of limbs to work
yeah,
with
exactly.
there.
A lot of stuff flying around, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what makes
aerodynamic.
Bolt the biggest anomaly.
Right.
Right.
For someone of his height mm-hmm. to be... Because the whole idea is, can you be in the mix at 30 to 40 meters?
Right. Okay.
Because you
it's
know,
off the line immediately.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And because the speedsters, they're going to get a gap on you.
You're correct.
And at that point, are you able to stay poised? Because you're going to take less steps.
Right.
And you're going to be more efficient if you do it the right way. You just have to let them have their moment.
Yeah.
And be able to reel them back in.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know, Carl Lewis was the greatest example of that.
You know, it's like every
I'd
area
love
of
to
life.
See the footage of some of your past runs. Are they on YouTube? I'm going to start YouTubing you right now.
Yeah, it's just, there are a few.
Same principle for everybody. Give them enough rope to hang themselves, you know,
yes.
basically in life.
Yes.
So.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now you're back on island and mm-hmm. you're here to help mentor some kids and do some motivational speaking. And you've partnered up with Digicel with that?
Yes. Digicel and the Ministry of Education. Lance Barnes and Myra Castillo collaborated, and they were able to, you know, put this all together. On Thursday, I flew in on Wednesday. On Thursday, I was able to go to John Gray to speak to about 200 to 300 kids.
Wow.
And basically just spread my message and say, look, you know, I came from where you came from. I went to John Gray High School. I went through the rigors that you guys went through. I was able to get off to college on a scholarship and, you know, parlay that into a professional career. I was on the professional circuit for 13 years. So that was basically my message. And then the next day I was able to get out to Clifton Hunter and talked to the entire student body, which was amazing. And basically the same message. And the whole idea is, you know, there's been a bit of a disconnect with the time that I've spent away from home. And, you know, I try to touch every single generation, and ever since I've left Cayman, I've tried to get back and reconnect and just kind of be that person to say, hey, you know, it can be done.
Yeah.
You can get a bit islandized, if you will.
Yeah, you know? Can get lost on the island. That's
exactly.
For sure. Stranded
exactly.
on an island, literally, where we are.
It's nice for people to know that if there are options off
Absolutely.
This island
yeah, yeah.
and
yes.
there are opportunities that they can embrace if they just put a little hard work on
Absolutely.
It, like you did. So
yes.
That's great that you're sending that message out to the youth because they are the future of this island.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for all the hard work you're doing. Are you doing any other talks while you're here on island?
No, that was with the end of school coming. Those were the only two opportunities I really had.
Well, with that in mind, is there anything else you'd like to say to the community?
Yeah,
you got everybody
listening.
Right now.
Well, definitely.
We help everybody.
Yeah. Definitely want to, you know, reiterate that, you know, I am a viable resource. First of all, I am a coach, in the NCAA Division I realm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm definitely open to, you know, whether there are any coaches here on the island, athletes that are looking to get over to the U.S. To understand how the NCAA works. I, you know, offer my services at any point. I'm a phone call away. Or you can, you know, where to find me on my social media. But yes, I'm, you know, the whole idea is that, yes, you have just as many opportunities, if not more, than I did.
Yeah, right.
You know, how I ended up getting off to college is comedy within itself.
Well, me too. Yeah, man.
but yeah, you know, it's not as daunting as you think, mm-hmm. but it's very important that you have people in the right places that can give you the information you need.
That's right. Well, thank you for
yes,
coming by, too.
Thank you so much for coming by and the hard work that you do. And if people want to follow you on social media, how can they do that as well?
My handle is KAYSTREETE.
I just searched your name.
Faith Street.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And that's on and I usually use my name for whether it's X, if you want to call it X now.
Formerly Twitter, yeah.
And IG and Facebook.
Thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.